From the Auburn Sports Network, Tiger Talk is on the air. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Protect your car, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Tonight's show is also brought to you by Alabama Power, proud to support the Auburn Tigers. Golden Flake, the favorite potato chip of the Auburn Tigers. Verizon, the exclusive 5G partner of Auburn Athletics. And by Ford. For great offers on F-150, visit your local Ford dealer, official truck of the Auburn Tigers. Tweet questions at AU Sports Network or email aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Now, the host of Tiger Talk, alongside Brad Law, here's the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham.
We are in the midst of one of the busiest home weeks of this athletic season. Men's basketball, women's basketball, volleyball, soccer, and football all play on campus. Pack capping off the weekend with the Tigers in Mississippi State at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Good evening and War Eagle. Tiger Talk is presented by Alpha Insurance. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. With Brad Law, I'm Andy Burcham. First this evening, following the season-opening win over Morehead State last night, you'll hear from Tigers basketball coach Bruce Pearl. Auburn will host ULM on Friday at 7. Defensive coordinator Derek Mason is the first football coach on the show tonight. We'll talk about the challenge of the Mississippi State air raid offense on Saturday morning. One of his defenders, Derek Hall, will join us on Tiger Talk. He has 6.5 tackles for loss and 4 sacks this season. Head coach Brian Harsin joins at the bottom of the hour. We'll preview the battle with Mississippi State Saturday morning at 11. Our coverage on the Auburn Sports Network begins with the Tiger Tailgate Show, presented by Kaneka Sausage, at 8 from the east side of Jordan-Hare Stadium. Auburn volleyball is hosting South Carolina tonight at 8. Women's basketball will host Georgia Southern tomorrow night at 7. Auburn soccer will host Samford in the first round of the NCAA tournament Friday at 5. Cross country runs Friday morning in the NCAA South Regional in Huntsville. Stay tuned. We're back with Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl as Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance, continues in a moment.
Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear turnout gear, fatigues, or uniforms. And some heroes, well, they look just like you and me. Whether you preach, teach, or are first to respond to the call for help, Alpha wants you to know we appreciate your service. That's why we've created special auto discounts for those who serve. Giving back to those who give so much is the least we can do. We're proud to honor our hometown heroes. Get an auto quote at alphainsurance.com.
Hey, this is Auburn head coach Brian Harsin. I not only believe in Ford and what they stand for, I'm a proud owner of one too. Because when you've got big players and coaches on board, you need a big truck. It's roomy, it's comfortable, and hey, I like the power too. In my opinion, Ford doesn't just strive to be the best, they succeed at it. Ford F-150, official truck of the Auburn Tigers. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
It's a great day for Auburn fans to get vaccinated. The Alabama Department of Public Health is offering the COVID-19 vaccine to anyone 12 years of age and older. The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and free. After you are fully vaccinated, you can safely resume many activities that you did before the pandemic. Don't let COVID-19 stop you from supporting your favorite team. Help protect yourself, your friends, and our campus by getting the COVID-19 vaccine. To schedule your appointment, visit alcovidvaccine.gov.
Trustmark is the bank that fits you to a
T.
You can bank right on your phone or
tablet
with the My Trustmark app. Our mortgage lenders will help you buy your dream
two-story tutor.
And Trustmark Tailored Wealth offers
tried and true
advice that makes
transforming
your future a piece of
toast.
Nice. Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Trustmark. People you trust. Advice that works. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We all have our mountains, the challenges that push us further. At Coors Light, our mountain is brewing the world's most refreshing beer. That's why all of our breweries cold lager to give Coors Light its signature crisp taste. It's why we cold filter to ensure brilliance and clarity. And it's why we package cold to seal in Coors Light's refreshing flavor. Because we believe every climb deserves a refreshing finish. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
Submit questions by tweeting at AU Sports Network. Now, back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
Tonight's show is also brought to you in part by Auburn AV. That's your best choice for tailgate, wedding, special event rentals, whatever you need. Contact them before your next big event. 334-821-2701 or go to auburnav.com. Auburn AV, the preferred audio video source for Auburn athletics. Last night at Auburn Arena, men's basketball opened up its season with a 77-54 victory over Morehead State. After the game, Andy Burcham talked things over with head coach Bruce Pearl.
Congratulations on this one. A terrific start. Seemed to set the tone out there tonight, Coach.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Andy, I'm very, very pleased. I will say this, though. That's the best we played. And we needed to step up. But we've not played that well yet. We haven't practiced that well. And so I was really pleased with the step up. The energy, the crowd was terrific. But we guarded for the first 15 minutes of that game. Like Moore had stole something from us, you know. And I told the coaches, I said, tell your kids the reason why we – Moorhead's coaches.
Right.
The reason why we played that hard and that well, as we respected them, we respected the program. That team went to the NCAA tournament last year. They returned 7 letter winners. And, defensively, I thought we did a great job of driving out of them, out of what they like to do. Coach is a heck of a coach, and they run good stuff. We took them out of their stuff.
Your concern about Morehead State before this going in tonight was genuine, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. Because if you let them do what they want to do, they're going to get that ball inside. And real advantage is advantage. They can really shoot the three ball. But we kind of wore them out. We wore them out. With our effort and energy, I was very pleased with the starters, the way those guys got off to start. To only turn the ball over 6 times tonight, and to see Wendell Green play, that's the best he's played. Now, it's game time. Wendell is a gamer. There's no question about it. It was fun to see him step up when the lights got bright.
What was the key to the defensive start tonight?
I thought Wes Flanagan and Chad Pruitt and their team had an outstanding scout. I thought Mike Burgo, Master, and myself put together a pretty good offensive game plan. We were getting good looks. We were getting open shots. Kids were knocking down shots. I think, we shot really well in the first half. Didn't shoot as well in the second half. I think we succumbed to fatigue a little bit ourselves. And when you're playing 10 or 11 guys, you shouldn't do that. But I thought the kids played well. I thought they shared it. I didn't think there was a lot of selfishness. Devin Cambridge was, again, really solid, just really solid. Defensively, he was always in the right spots. He rebounded the ball well, didn't have a turnover. And so I thought that was really, really good. Our assist turnover ratio, I was extremely proud. 12 steals. And then Walker Kessler, we made the choice to let Walker play that kid one-on-one. Now, that kid, that young man, Broom, is the OVC freshman of the year ago. He is the preseason player of the year. And, we just feel like we have so much confidence in Walker that Walker was able to play him one-on-one. And it was fun to watch Walker just change the game at the rim. So I was really pleased. I gave him a hard time because he missed a few shots tonight. But he played really good defensively. And was a real factor.
Your basketball lesson to Brad Law and I today at the shoot-around was, yeah, it's great to block shots.
Yep.
But you've got to get the ball after the block shots, and you did that tonight.
We did. Well, we did that, especially in the first half. But you could see when they made a little bit of run, we were getting beat on 50-50 balls, and it's deflating because you play pretty good defense. You challenge a shot, they miss it, and then they go get it. So we got out-rebounded. They gave us 11 offensive rebounds is not good, particularly in the second half. We were plus three in the first half, we're -7 in the second half on the boards. That's not good.
Before you went to the huddle in the middle of the floor, you acknowledged the jungle,
yeah,
which was behind us.
Yep.
They were in both end zones.
Yep.
That's as big a jungle as I can remember.
Oh, it's great. It was great. They booed me when I come out. I love to get brewed. I just love to get brewed.
You're not getting booed. It's brewed.
No, whatever.
Or
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
And they were so excited about being here. Andy, you and I talked about it in the pregame. I just think that, like, Jordan Ayers on fire. I mean, the Jordan Air is on fire right now. And, you know, we got Mississippi State coming in Saturday morning. Big, big game. We got to get our jungle back out there and keep that thing rolling. So proud of Coach Harsin and his staff and what they're doing. Women's soccer, Friday night, 5 o'clock against Samford. I think it's already like a Sweet 16. They only take a handful of teams.
Yeah.
So win a couple games and they get to the Final Four. So we got to support the women's soccer program. But I'm pleased. It's hard to please me. I have been pleased. I have been pleased in about 3 weeks with my basketball team because I think we could do better. Tonight they pleased me.
A great start, and I thought you finished well tonight. They got within 14, slowed the tempo down a little bit to a half-court game. You're able to find that spark down the stretch of this one and pulled away for the victory.
Yep, it was good. A good team effort. You know, to have, you know, four guys in double figures and again, like I just said, the assist turnover ratio was really good. The guys really shared it. But the first 15 minutes of the game,
sure,
the defense was elite. And just you know, Morehead were good enough to beat us. And they knew they were good enough to beat us. So we just, you know, we hit them in the mouth and did what we had to do early and took control of the game.
Talk about your schedule now as you get ready for a Friday night game against ULM.
Well, you know, we got to go tomorrow. Because I like the day before a game to take the kids be off their legs. So I told them, you better get ready for a practice tomorrow because we got to go guard at ULM and get after it tomorrow so that I can rest them on Thursday. And recognize this, it'll be 3 games in 7 days or 8 days because we would play Friday, Tuesday, Friday.
Congratulations on this
okay,
one, War Eagle.
Thank you, guys. War Eagle.
And how excited we all are that it's 3 games in 8 days at Auburn Arena. Friday night's game is scheduled to tip off at 7 o'clock. We will be on the air at 6:30 with the Auburn basketball countdown to tip-off. We're going to switch gears, talk some football. Up next, Derek Mason, first-year defensive coordinator for the Tigers, scheduled to join us to talk about how to go about defending this Mississippi State offense Saturday and to talk about the growth that he's seen in that unit throughout the season. So that is coming up as we roll on here on a Wednesday night with Tiger Talk. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Live Sports Radio, bringing you all the action of game day with no delay. Every touchdown, tackle, sideline report, and all the analysis from Andy Burcham, Stan White, and Ronnie Brown with no delay. At home and on the road, $25 new or $10 to reprogram the one you already have. Also, use it for every broadcast of home men's and women's basketball, baseball, and softball games, all with no delay with Live Sports Radio, presented by Alpha Insurance.
We did it again. Verizon was just named America's most reliable network by RootMetrics for the 16th time in a row, proving once again that nobody builds networks like Verizon builds networks. That's why we're building 5G right. That's why there's only one best network, Verizon. Best and most reliable based on RootMetrics reports from second half 2013 to first half 2021 of 3 operators on all network types combined, not specific to 5G networks.
When it's game day on the plains, it's all about tradition, family, friends, and football. And that tradition continues with Auburn and Golden Flake snacks. Proudly wear your colors and tailgate with the simple southern goodness of delicious Golden Flake snacks. So grab a bag of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. It's game time. Tailgate with Golden Flake, the official salty snack of the Auburn Tiger.
The official motions for quiet. That's Ed from Auburn Bank looking over another commercial loan application. He's assessing the capital needs of the small business. Long-term local relationships are his specialty. The client's liking it. They're really liking it. They love it! Exactly the hands-on experience they were looking for. Another local business with the capital they need for a big win. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC.
On Tiger Talk, what a very busy week, especially on this Auburn campus. And, of course, it all continues tonight at 8 when Auburn Volleyball is at home against South Carolina. If your outdoor project requires any type of digging, Alabama 811 wants to remind you, you have underground lines marked at least 2 full working days before starting your project. Visit AL811.com or dial 811 for more information on the safe digging process.
Joining us now on the show is Auburn's defensive coordinator, Derek Mason. And of all the coaching gear that the guys have worn in here throughout the year,
pretty sporty.
That's my favorite shirt. That's man, that is fantastic.
Appreciate right. it, fellas.
I know that means a lot to Coach Mason as he comes in and sits down. All right, Wednesday. What is Wednesday practice like for the defensive coordinator as you get set to face a tough opponent in Mississippi State?
It's always a work day Wednesday. When we come into the building, we know and understand coming off a Tuesday practice that third down, maroon zone, red zone, situational football is really like a huge part of the day. And being able to see, you know, the early parts of that so that we can, you know, tweak, adjust, and make any minor improvements that we need to make heading into a Thursday. So these guys went after it today. We emphasized turnovers. We emphasized pursuit to the ball. We emphasized not giving up explosives. And I thought these guys did a really good job of you know, staying in the moment, going period by period, and really competing. And so with that being said, I mean, it was a good work day, and now what we do is, you know, as coaches, we get a chance to evaluate it, and then we move forward.
Will you face another offense like this one? Have you faced another offense like this one this season?
I don't think we faced, you know, an offense like this one this season, but I think what we, you know, have done you know, as a defensive unit, and this group has had to be, you know, malleable, man. It's had to figure out week in and week out, you know, how to play against different offenses. I don't think there's been two offenses that have been alike for us this season. And so we talk to guys about, you know, in the general game plan. We talk about adjustments needing to be made, you know, in games. And then just making sure, you know, man, once we've made the adjustments, hey, man, make this stuff come alive. I think it's always about players, right? Like when you look at it and you try to put your guys in the best possible situation, you look at the schematics, and then you look at the matchups, and then you say go. And I think our guys have been good, you know, man, about not really looking at you know, who they're playing or being up or being down, just being in the moment and just trying to find a way to get from where they are to where they want to be. And that's what's been so good and so fun about coaching this group. This group, you know, with Jacoby, Owen, D-Hall, you mean Marcus, you know, Harris. I mean, like, when you go up and down this group, you know, Smoke Monday, these guys, man, are fun to coach. They love ball. They talk ball. Like, they want to know, you know, like, how do we fix? How do we tinker? How can we adjust? And, like, for me, that's been the best thing in the world. I mean, it's fun to be around guys that love football. Man, because when they love football, man, it makes teaching and really trying to, you know, maneuver and adjust, you know, what's around these guys extremely challenging and fun. So I love it.
Yeah, and the guys have talked about enjoying having you as the defensive coordinator and the relationships and the way that you go about teaching them the game. How has teaching this particular group evolved throughout the year? Like, it's one thing to have spring. It's another thing to have one opponent or two opponents. But now 9 games into the season, you kind of know this guy can do this. He's better here. I mean, just kind of talk about the evolution of those relationships throughout the year.
Well, you know, Coach Harson is really good about, you know, consistency, right? You know, who we are and how we work, you know, and how he sets the week. But our guys, in getting to see these guys in game, okay, you really start to learn, okay, you know, like where they are, okay, and where you have to go, like to sort of, you know, whether it's improving, you know, football IQ or situational awareness, you know, like what does that look like? But I think what's been interesting is that, you know, like, these guys have challenged us. You know, like, as much as we challenge them, they challenge us. And I think that's what you want. You want to see a team that snaps, you know, man, back and wants more. And I think that's, you know, from the cut-ups to the football information to, you know, man, truly trying to understand, you know, like, what can they do better? You know, a lot of times players look at the information as criticism, right? These guys don't. They understand that in order to get, you know, truly from where they are, you know, like to where they want to be on Saturday, it's a process by which we got to chisel away at what's in front of us. It's never perfect. I say this about football. Football is an imperfect game played by imperfect people chasing perfection. And so, you know, what you're trying to do is be as consistent as you can be. And, you know, as I look at a player like Dee Hall who just walked into the room, Dee Hall, you know, like helps me understand every day that you know, it's all about being the best version of yourself. So, you know, when we step into meeting rooms or when we step on the football field, we challenge these guys to be the best version of themselves and then ask them at night to look at it and see if you went 1-0. Like, what did that look like? Okay, like assess the day. Okay, if they can assess the day and really, you know, tell themselves or ask themselves, did they get done what they wanted to get done? And the answer is yes. Well, then they got better. And I think that's the challenge week in and week out as you're getting into the latter part of the schedule where, like, the teams come at you. Okay, man. And the football, the ante only gets higher. So, you know, I'm excited about the ante, you know, on the back end of this season. And it all starts with Mississippi State this week.
Roger McCurry was on the show 2 weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
And he talked about the challenge of playing more zone for him, and as opposed to, because he's played mostly man,
right,
in the old system. But he also talked about how that could help him in the future.
That's right.
As well. So while I'm sure it was tough to make that change,
it was.
He also saw the value of learning to play zone in addition to playing that man at the corner spot.
You know, that's the part where we talk about the football acumen, right? I think if we always do what we've always done, we'll have the set of skills that we always have, right? So, you know, what we've tried to do is talk about conceptual football. You know, whether we're talking about our cover twos, our three deeps, our combo coverages, you know, in our zones. I think the idea is that, you know, for these guys who aspire to play, you know, outside of this, man, you're going to have to learn like concepts. And football is about concepts. And so learning those concepts, you know, puts more skills, you know, like in the bag, more tools in the toolbox. Right. And I think these guys have started to see, hey, I can disguise off of this, or I can work off this platform. And so, you know, with that, it wasn't an easy transition. But I think once guys started to understand, you know, like how advantageous it was to be able to play from different platforms, they saw the game in a different light. And I think that's probably been the most important thing for these guys. Football is an ever-evolving game. It never stays the same. And so with that, let's make sure that you can, you know, be the best version of yourself and do what you need to do.
Really good stuff, Coach. We appreciate you visiting
you.
With us this week. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Love being on with you guys. Take
Thank
care.
You. Appreciate it. Thank
Let's
you.
Let's get it.
Auburn Defensive Coordinator Derek Mason, our guest tonight on Tiger Talk. When we come back, Dee Hall joins us. Derek Hall sits in on the Tiger Talk as Tiger Talk continues in a moment.
We did it again. Verizon was just named America's most reliable network by RootMetrics for the 16th time in a row. Proving once again that nobody builds networks like Verizon builds networks. That's why we're building 5G right. That's why there's only one best network, Verizon. Best and most reliable based on RootMetrics reports from second half 2013 to first half 2021 of three operators on all network types combined, not specific to 5G networks.
When it's game day on the plains, it's all about tradition, family, friends, and football. And that tradition continues with Auburn and Golden Flake snacks. Proudly wear your colors and tailgate with the simple Southern goodness of delicious Golden Flake snacks. So grab a bag of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or any of our other delicious snacks from the Utz family of brands. It's game time. Tailgate with Golden Flake, the official salty snack of the Auburn Tiger.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode. Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved, PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is the moment you've been waiting for, working for, pushing yourself for. The moment to leave it all on the field. Because when you break free and we rise to our feet,
touchdown!
That powerful moment connects us all. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Power for a better Alabama.
This is the Auburn Sports Network. and you're listening to Tiger Talk. Back to Brad and Andy.
All right, later in the show, Coach Brian Harsin will join us and talk about the matchup against Mississippi State Saturday morning, 11 o'clock Central at Jordan-Hare. If you've got questions for Coach Harsin, you can email those to us, aubtigertalk@gmail.com. You can also tweet us tweet those questions to us at AU Sports Network. Joining us now, the pride of Gulfport, Mississippi, the junior edge rusher for the Tigers, Derek Hall. Derek, War Eagle, thanks for being with us.
War Eagle, thank you all for having me.
Glad to have you here. Talk just a little bit about last week and taking that game now and getting ready for such a different type of challenge from a defensive standpoint this week.
Oh, yeah, all right, correct. Going into A&M, we knew they had two really good backs, Isaiah Spiller and obviously number six. So the game plan was obviously completely different. Going in, we knew they were a balanced team. They definitely wanted to be physical and get the ball downhill or run the ball a little bit, throw it around also. So I think the game plan from last week and this week has drastically changed. You know, Coach Mason and his staff has put a system in place, you know, for us to be able to have a chance to go out there and be successful. So just being able to make that transition from the team that we played last week to the team that we played this week is obviously different.
Coach Mason talked about the different styles of offenses that you guys have had to prepare for this year. How easy or how much of a challenge is it to make that switch from one week to the next? You've been prepping for one style a whole week and then change.
I mean, right. You know, I think at this level, that's something you have to be prepared for. Obviously, you know, different teams have different style of games. So just transition week to week, you know, just once again, just following the coach's plan that they have in place. You know, just knowing your job and the task that you have in front of you, and everybody doing that job collectively as a whole defense. And I think everybody helping each other out on practice days and stuff like that also helps you out throughout the week. Just getting everything down, you know, just going back out to practice, watching the tape, you know, guys getting together, just throwing little meetings here and there. You know, so you have to do things on this level to be more consistent. You have to do extra things alone, obviously, when you're not in the office. Just watching film on your own, doing stuff on your own, be able to be successful on the weekends.
When you watch film, when you're in the office, when you take the time, and maybe it's time away from the rest of the team to watch film, what are you looking for as the edge rusher? What are you looking at as you look week to week to the different opponent?
All right. Obviously, I start off, you know, with the offensive line, just certain tendencies and certain things that they like to do. Then after that, we transition to the tight ends and, you know, how deep they are, how tight they are, the splits of the back, if he's in front the quarterback or he's behind the quarterback or he's in the pistol, just certain tendencies that they have, certain tendencies that they have. And then just going out, expanding from there, going into the formation and what certain formations give, you know, if they're in those trio trips, trade, why off, whatever. It just depends on a certain formation. But really in the box and in the front, just really keying in on those offensive linemen, the tight end, the backs. And just reading off of that, I mean, and that'll pretty much tell you your job in front of you.
Where does your intensity come from on the field? You come in here, you talk to us, very mild mannered.
A little smile polite. When you said that.
Yeah, right? Where does it come from, and how close to kickoff do you feel it move into motion?
Obviously, you know, you can't get too hyped up on Friday nights, especially if it's a later game in the afternoon. So we got an early one this week at 11 a.m., so, you know, you have to be ready. But, I mean, obviously the night before, I just pray up and relax and, you know, watch guys the film, hang out a little bit, play some cards after we get done with everything. Then really, Saturday is when I begin. Saturday morning is when I get up, listen to my gospel music, stuff like that. If it's a later game, still do that before every game. And I think once we get on the bus, it's really when it snaps. Get on the bus, come into the stadium, you know, my whole mindset changes. As soon as I walk between those lines, dressed in a suit or dressed in pads, I know the task that I have in front of me. So, you know, really that time of getting on the bus and heading over to the stadium, my whole mindset transitions. Just go back over the things that I've known this week, tendency that I've known this week, and get myself prepared to play.
You faced a team last week you mentioned with Spiller and A-Chain. They like to rut it. They pound it. This week, this team only averages 56 yards running a game, but both of the backs that they use are big-time receivers. So everybody's a receiver, basically, in this offense. For you at the edge, does your responsibility change when you go into a game knowing this team is going to throw as much as Mississippi State Saturday morning?
All right. Like you said, they're starting back as their second leading receiver. So I believe it really correlates with the game plan that the coaches have in place. So really going into this game, You know, just doing the things and doing your job. Obviously, we have some stuff that change according to the air raid that they have. So just being able to go into this game, knowing your task. But, I mean, obviously, we're a run-first team. So, I mean, they don't run the ball the most. Like you said, it's probably around 15 times a game, I think, is the average of running the ball. So just coming into this game, knowing that we have to be leading our pass rush is one. So I think getting off the ball, rushing the pass is going to be huge for us, which is something that we specialize in every week. So just trying to press confuse the quarterback is going to be huge. But obviously our change in course and our defense changed a little bit with the backs being more mobile and getting out and catching balls.
I have another where does it come from question, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
To hear you talk about it, you can tell you're prepped. You can tell you're excited about this challenge Saturday. You can tell it means a lot to you. Where does that love of football, your passion for the game, where does it come from? When did it start?
All right. I've been playing football since I was pretty young. I think about 4 years old.
Four?
Yeah. I just used to run around, play football. It's something I've always loved. But I really think when I really got into flag football, like when I started to understand the game and get to know things and run around and do a lot of different stuff with the game of football is when I really started to like it. But I think I really fell in love with the game around sixth grade with my coach, Coach Jared Underwood. He was my coach, and I played for St. John, and he was my coach, and we did a lot of different stuff. And, you know, one big thing was in practice, didn't nobody want to hit him because obviously he was the coach, and I was the only person he had on pads, and I ran up with him, knocked him down. And that was a big moment in my career, in my life. I'll never forget that to this day. And after that, I mean, everything just started falling in place. And I just kept getting better, kept developing, doing workouts and stuff like that in the summertime. And I just fell in love with the game. And I mean, I'll never be in debt to this ball. I mean, obviously, it's giving me a free education here at Auburn University. Obviously, probably have a chance to play at the next level. So just taking advantage of that and moving day in and day out. I mean, because the next day isn't promised to you. So just being able to move forward every day and progress and, you know, just keep playing this game hard because you never know when the last player lasts. So just taking advantage of every day and getting better.
How much has it helped from a depth perspective getting T.D. Moultrie back the last couple games and watch the evolution of Eku Liota as he's moved in from Northwestern and is working in this system right now?
Right. You know, going into LSU week, we found out, like, that morning, I believe, that T.D. wasn't going to make the trip. I mean, it was – he's my guy. I mean, T.D., he helped me when I first got here. He would stay out to practice with me, do extra stuff. So it kind of hurt me. So I knew going into that game that was something that, you know, he would want us to do. And, you know, we had to be elite for him. I mean, obviously you can't – the game isn't going to stop, so you got to bridge that gap. Just being able to go out and play – I mean, just being able to get him back. I mean, man, Brad came in the team room and told me, hey, TD's making a trip. And I was like, are you serious? I was like, are you kidding? Like, are you pulling my leg? He was like, no, I'm dead serious. So, I mean, man, I got excited. I mean, you know, he works really hard. He's a great guy, great player. You know, and just, you know, he had a hiccup in the road, and we're glad to have him back. And then Liota just coming in from Northwestern, coming in this summer. I mean, he's a hard worker, great guy. You know, he runs around, runs to the football, a great effort, great technique, you know. He really loves the game of football. You know he wants it. So just coming out every day and us as a group just keep trying to progress and keep getting better. And obviously I think both those guys have gotten better throughout the season and we're making strides in the right direction. So just being able to get TD back and have Liota evolve and come from the West and come to the SEC and still being able to be productive in this league is huge.
Yeah.
Well, we could do this for a whole lot longer.
Absolutely.
Derek. We've enjoyed this visit. It's easy to root for you. War Eagle, look forward to seeing you play Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you all. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
All right, Derek Hall joining us here on the program tonight. When we come back, we'll keep the football talk going with head coach Brian Harsin. Stay with us. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Women's basketball season tickets are on sale now. Coach Johnny Harris is laying the foundation for the Tigers' return to the top of the SEC. Be a part of game day at Auburn Arena with season ticket packages starting at $50. Be there for 16 contests, including games against Oklahoma State, Tennessee, Georgia, and Alabama. For more information or to purchase season tickets for Auburn women's basketball, visit aubtix.com, call 855-282-2010, or visit the Auburn Arena ticket office on weekdays. War Eagle.
The two-minute warning, the caution flag, the four. At PNC Bank, we believe in the power of a helpful watchout. That's why we created Low Cash Mode, the new financial watchout that gives you multiple options and at least 24 hours of extra time to avoid overdraft fees. Low Cash Mode on virtual wallet from PNC Bank. Available on all virtual wallet products. To learn more, visit pnc.com/lowcashmode.
Copyright 2021, the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is the moment you've been waiting for, working for, pushing yourself for. The moment to leave it all on the field. Because when you break free and we rise to our feet,
touchdown!
That powerful moment connects us all. Alabama Power is a proud supporter of the Auburn Tigers. Power for a better Alabama.
This is head coach Brian Harsin. Here at Auburn, hard work is behind everything we do. It's a mindset that goes well beyond the game of football. It's how Ford Motor Company built the toughest, most productive F-150 ever. They simply put in the hard work and they get the results they want. I not only believe in Ford and what they stand for, I'm a proud owner of one too. Visit your local Ford dealer and check out F-150, official truck of the Auburn Tigers.
Welcome back on Tiger Talk. Auburn head coach Brian Harsin will be joining us in just a moment. Auburn volleyball tonight at 8. Women's basketball tomorrow night in the debut for Coach Jay as the Tigers welcome Georgia Southern to town. That's a 7 o'clock start. Then Friday, soccer against Samford at 5 at the Auburn University Soccer Complex. First round of the NCAA tournament. Men's basketball against ULM Friday night at 7. We'll be on the air at 6:30. On the Auburn Sports Network, and then, of course, on a Saturday morning at 11, it's Auburn and Mississippi State. We're on the air at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock across from the east side of Jordan-Hare Stadium on the stage. Do we have guests already confirmed at this point?
We do. We have
you
a few.
You want to announce them right now?
Well, we can. Let's announce a couple of them. So the 1971 team is going to be honored on the field before the game, and the entire team is going to be honored. It's the 50th anniversary of Pat Sullivan winning the Heisman Trophy, and I think it maybe it started out as a ceremony to honor Pat and Jean Sullivan, Pat's wife. So you know what? Let's make it a celebration for the entire team. That's what Pat would have wanted anyway, and that's the way it always works. You know, individual success is a result of team success.
You remember his acceptance speech at the Heisman Trophy. I mean, that he talked about that very thing.
Yep, and so rightfully so, and very fitting that the 71 team is going to be honored before the game, and we're going to have a few representatives from that 1971 team. Mac Lorendo is going to be on the Tiger Tailgate show Saturday, and Gene Sullivan herself will be on the show with us Saturday before the game. So Tiger Tailgate show will start at 8 o'clock Central Time. We'd love to have a great crowd out there in front of the stage, and of course we hope you join us on the radio or on the app if you're not going to be in the area Saturday for the game. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Need a big crowd at the stadium, too.
Yeah, no question. No question. Well, we've heard Coach Mason. We've heard Derek Hall. We those guys are going to be full of juice and energy and ready to go, and the fans need to be as well. Joining us now on the program is head football coach Brian Harsin. And, Coach, I know you'd echo those sentiments with the 11 o'clock start Saturday. You got 3 regular season games left. Looking forward to being back at home, and the fans are as well Saturday.
Yeah, we are. We've talked about that. We're looking forward to getting up and having a chance to play the early game as well. I think that's a good thing. Same schedule as we had with the Arkansas game, so we'll be up early. And I think that helps us this week. You know, after coming off last week's loss and kind of putting that to rest and then moving forward this week, getting things done that we need to work on and continue the improvement that we need to make. Come Saturday, guys will be ready to go as far as just getting up. Let's go play. And we're playing a good football team in Mississippi State. So I think that's going to be awesome and have our crowd out there and the energy that we had the last game against Ole Miss. You know, that was something that, you know, guys still talk about because that was a great environment. So we're looking forward to being home.
What did you see from the offense that you work on this week from the Texas A&M game this past weekend?
Well, I said it before. I mean, simply, we got to score. We got to score touchdowns. You got to extend your drives by converting third downs. And, you know, how you do that is early downs, you have success. You keep yourself in more manageable third down situations. And then there's plays and opportunities. You know, we had a couple shot plays that you just have to hit. And, you know, it's just inches, you know, is what it comes down to. So it's just those inches, and it's all the little things that show up that you work on in practice that your opponent's trying to defeat you at, and you got to go out there and execute it in the game. So it's about the consistency, and I've said that several times throughout the year, but it's true. And I think a lot of that comes back to just the way you prepare yourself each and every week to go out there and make those plays. And then, like in the last game, going to the third quarter, it's still 3-3. It's still a ball game. It's not going as well as you wanted it to. Sometimes games go like that. You have this expectation that it's going to be a certain way, and it doesn't happen. And then you got to really just focus on the reality of we're still in this ball game. We got to go out there and just make a few plays. Things can change. The momentum can shift. And, you know, that's part of, I think, everybody's development is being able to fight through some of that adversity and find ways to finish and win. And we've done that this season, and then we've had times where we haven't. So that's still an ongoing process for us every single week as we go into this game. No different. Hey, if we're up, keep playing. If we're down, keep playing. Execution has to be, you know, a premium for everybody in practice, and, you know, that will show up in the game. And, you know, you just never know exactly how it's going to go, but you prepare yourself for the things that may show up so you can respond properly.
Is it as much a challenge mentally as it is, you know, teaching the actual technique to try to teach that kind of calmness and poise? Like people, it's evident in some positions, maybe it's more evident than others when guys are trying to press and maybe the cliche is they're trying too hard to make something happen. But how do you go about trying to coach that kind of control and poise when a game isn't maybe going as well as you thought it would?
Well, I think you have to practice that. I think you, one, have to practice with the level of intensity so that when you get in the game, hopefully sometimes practice, you know, and it should be a lot of times harder than the game. You know, you're out there learning the plays, you're executing in practice. The challenge, the mental challenge is fighting that boredom week in and week out where you're trying to master something. And when you're trying to master something, you're going to do the same things over and over and over. And the great ones can do those things at a high level consistently, and they can find the challenge every single time they go out there and do that same thing. And that's why, you know, players or people become great at things. So that's the mental challenge. The physical challenge, you know, we can strike, we can hit, we can tackle. It's how do you do it every single week. And then when you get into the game, you got to trust your training. You know, we've all heard the phrase from the military, right? You're going to fall back on your level of training. And, you know, it's not like you just rise to the occasion in a game. You're going to go out there and take the things you did that week in practice, and you're going to trust your training. And that's what you have to fall back on when things aren't going your way. You know, you got to have the ability to take a deep breath and just say, all right, I got to get right back into great stances, putting my hands in the right spot, making sure that my feet are right, making sure that I'm focusing on the football, I'm tackling in the strike zone, I'm running to the football. It's just all the things that go into, you know, playing really good football and not trying to do more than that, because if you practice properly, then you know, and when you go into that game, that this is what it's going to take to win. And if you feel like you have to throw a cape on or do more, you know, that's where things start to feel like you're pressing and trying to do too much. And the reality of it is you just got to do what you were coached to do and the things that you practiced and the things that you know work, and trust that. And eventually that's going to show up, and you're going to have a chance to get yourself back in the game and, you know, be successful at the end.
Auburn head coach Brian Harsin is our guest tonight. Stay tuned. Continues in a moment.
Hindsight's 50-50.
We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
It's not rocket surgery.
Some quotes are better than others. If you're in the market for auto insurance, give Alpha's new quote and bind tool a whirl. With on-screen discount alerts, you can see how much you'll save click by click. And if you bundle your home or life insurance with Alpha, you'll save even more. A penny saved is a penny earned. Start saving with Alpha today. AlphaInsurance.com.
It's the best time of year. It's time to command the season at Kia of Auburn. Command your family travel plans with the all-new Carnival MPV or the new 2022 Kia Sportage, the newest of the Kia SUVs. Plus, it's easy to upgrade with more for your trade-in at Kia of Auburn. Selection, price, trade-in value. Command the season today at KiaofAuburn.com, where you're always number one.
With approved credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance. Ends 1/3/22.
We're live from Auburn Bank Signing Day. Angela scanning the closing documents. Looks like the competitive rate her Auburn Bank mortgage lender promised. She gets the pen, clicks it once, twice, spin move, and we have a signature. Angela Green is a first-time homeowner. With competitive rates, online applications, and hands-on mortgage lenders, the wins just feel bigger. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 403461.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer. Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Submit questions by tweeting at AU Sports Network. Now back to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance.
All right, with the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, I'm Brad Law. The Chick-fil-A app is here to help you savor every second of the game. Just order ahead through that Chick-fil-A app and score before the next game even starts. Eat more chicken and war eagle. All right, we're joined by head football coach Brian Harsin. We welcome your questions via email, aubtigertalk@gmail.com. Coach, this next question is from a listener. This is from Julie from Arizona. With Mississippi State's loss to Arkansas last week, needing a win against us to become bowl eligible, do you and the rest of the coaches prepare for a state team to take more chances than they normally would, like going forward on fourth down or trick plays? Maybe a general question as you get into this juncture of the season, and you expect teams to take more chances.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think you look at – they do what they do. I also think, they had three onside kicks against Memphis as well. So they're going to do some things necessary to try to win the ball game or steal a possession or – whatever it takes. So, they may go for it a little more on fourth down. I don't think that's necessarily their nature, like some of the teams that we played. But I can see them being more aggressive on the offensive side, trying to score more points. I can see them taking chances on the defensive side and bringing pressures, maybe a little. And they do quite a bit anyhow, but maybe a little bit more. Special teams, they've had some issues with their special teams, and they've been vocal about that. So they may do some things differently on special teams. So, you do as you get to the end of the season and you're striving for opportunities postseason, you just need to know the mentality of that team. And this team, much like ours, we're both coming off a loss, and both teams want to go out there and play well. Practices for both teams, I'm assuming, like ours has been hard for this week. And, those guys are going to go out there and be ready to play as well. So, to me, it's just you're always ready for everything, but make sure that we focus on ourselves and just play our game.
As much as we talk about Mississippi State and offense comes to mind first, this is a stout defense and a little bit different, especially in the way they play with their secondary against the pass, isn't it?
Yeah, their defense is much different than some of the teams that we played. And I've seen this defense from San Diego State and seen this coordinator. It's a little bit off Rocky Long, what he had done before. And so they're all over the place in the back end. They're going to bring different pressures. Now, what I would say about Mississippi State's personnel, they're very good. They're long. You can see, how athletic they are. And then you get them in this scheme and some of the different concepts that they use. I think they're utilizing their personnel well because they're getting the right people in the right spots. So, that becomes a challenge for us on the offensive side. You got to trust whatever play, especially in the run game that you're running, you got to stay on your track. They may not be there for a second, but they'll get there eventually, and you'll be able to fit them up. So you just have to kind of do your job more than anything. But they do a really good job on the defensive side, and they're physical. They play fast, and There's opportunities to make plays on them, and you got to take advantage of that when you do. And so kind of goes back to what we're saying, like just those inches are going to be there, but we're talking inches. You know, we got to take advantage of that.
How critical is that communication pre-snap, offensive line, running backs, when you have a defense that's going to bring pressures from yeah. all over the field?
Yeah, you got to be on it, and you got to make a call and just know, you know, sometimes, like I said, there's going to be guys that appear not to be there. They're going to be there. And sometimes from an offensive line standpoint, you might start chasing things that you think are happening, and you got to just trust to stay into the concept of what you're running. And so, you know, that's the practice and the work that we've been putting in this week is a little bit different, three down, four down, some things that we have seen a little bit from teams we played this year, but not as much as what we're working on this week. So, like their offense, they're a little different on defense, you know, and offensively for them. You know, they're not a tempo team. They don't really go that fast. They're actually a ball control team. You would think with all that throwing, they're going to try to score quickly and get off the field. They control the ball quite a bit, and they look to throw downfield. If you don't have a throw, they're going to throw it to their backs. They're going to let those guys kind of go one-on-one in space, try to break tackles. And, you know, that's going to be a challenge for our defense is we got to tackle guys in space because they create it.
Yeah, you look at Dylan Johnson and Jaquavius Marks. I mean, they get their carries basically out of the passing game, don't they?
That's really what it is. Their passing game, when they look down the field to try to throw the ball deep and it's covered, they just turn right around to either side, right or left, throw the swing pass, and it's really like it ends up being almost kind of a zone, like an inside zone that everybody runs, right? The guy's one-on-one with two tacklers. He's going to have about a three-yard head start, and he's going to go try to break a tackle, and he may get 4 yards out of it. And you're kind of – you know, in the run game, you want to get 4 yards of carry, right? That's what I think everybody's goal in America is. Well, they swing it out there, and he gets 4 yards. That's a run play to them.
We have one more segment coming up with Coach Harsin. Again, you can submit your questions, AUBTigerTalk@gmail.com or by tweeting at AU Sports Network. Don't go anywhere. This is the Auburn Sports Network.
Get your game day started with the Auburn Sports Network and the Tiger Tailgate Show, presented by Kaneka Sausage. Paul Ellen, Brad Law, Andy Burcham, Stan White, Ronnie Brown, and Jason Campbell bring the tailgate party to you and break down the game from every angle, plus visits from former Tiger standouts and thoughts on other games across the country. 3 hours before kickoff of every Auburn game, it's the Tiger Tailgate Show, presented by Kaneka Sausage.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's a great day for Auburn fans to get vaccinated. The Alabama Department of Public Health is offering the COVID-19 vaccine to anyone 12 years of age and older. The COVID-19 vaccine is safe, effective, and free. After you are fully vaccinated, you can safely resume many activities that you did before the pandemic. Don't let COVID-19 stop you from supporting your favorite team. Help protect yourself, your friends, and our campus by getting the COVID-19 vaccine. To schedule your appointment, visit alcovidvaccine.gov.
Check out the Talking Tigers podcast with Andy Burcham wherever you listen to podcasts. The Talking Tigers podcast is a series of one-on-one interviews with people who have Auburn connections to athletics, entertainment, or other walks of life, hosted by the voice of the Tigers. Look for and subscribe to the Talking Tigers podcast with Andy Burcham wherever you listen to podcasts. Presented by Wickles Pickles.
Final segment tonight on Tiger Talk, Auburn and Mississippi State, Saturday morning at 11. Our pregame coverage, the Tiger Tailgate Show presented by Kaneka Sausage, begins at 11 o'clock. Our pregame coverage actually begins at 8 on Saturday morning. We talked in the first segment with you, Coach, just about practice and the process, consistency, and that type of thing. It has the team reacted as you would like, coming off of a tough game on the road and getting ready for another home SEC game this week?
I think they have. I think the players are always more resilient than we are as coaches or fans because they got to move on. They've got to get themselves ready because they have training, they have class, they have the next practice, and you never want to let a team beat you twice. So you got to move on to the next thing that you have to do as a player because if you don't, you know, your focus isn't there. You're not going to execute very well. You might get hurt. And so I always appreciate that about our guys. So I think on Sunday as we came back, they did. So far this week in practice, the effort, focus has been there. And at the end of the day, the reality of it is we got to translate all that onto Saturday and onto the football field and be consistent throughout the game. And we've done that this year. So we've shown that, and then at times we haven't. And our guys know that. And the challenge always is how do you capture that good football for 3.5 hours on a Saturday and have yourself ready to play? And to me, it's all about your preparation and just trusting that going into the game. It's, nothing magical is going to happen on game day. You're going to be ready for it, but the execution, where guys are going to be, how you're going to play it, things that you recognize on the field, that all comes from your practice, and then you go out there and trust it and make it happen in the game.
Now, Coach, we have another question from a listener. This is from Clark down in Fairhope, wants to know about running backs and scheme. He says, do you see a scenario or where and why would you have two running backs in the backfield? He's remembering the days of Carnell Williams and Ronnie Brown in the Auburn backfield. Talk to that if you would.
Well, the reason you do that is you have Carnell and Ronnie Brown. All right, so yes. Now, we have some good players in the backfield as well. And you do that, you want to get your best players on the field. And most of the time, I think generally everybody thinks it's going to be one tailback at a time and so on. You can play with two tailbacks. And if that means one's carrying it, one guy's going to be a swing. And we've done that this year. We've had Tank, we've had Jarquez, we've had Shivers out there. All these guys have been together at some point. But it comes back to who are your best players. You want to get your best players on the field. How do you utilize them? And that's no different for us when we have those guys out there.
Brandon Council's a guy that has fought injury throughout his career. He fought injury last year to get back this year, and he's now nominated as one of the comeback players of the year, I believe, at this point. Just your thoughts about a guy like Brandon Council and how much he has stayed with it with Auburn football team.
Well, I think he deserves that, too. Those guys, if you ever just watch the O-line, even in practice, they're always on the ground. People are stepping on them. They're getting kicked. They're at the bottom of the pile. It's just, I call it the life of the O-lineman, and things happen to him. And he's persevered. You know, he's been able to overcome injuries and be out there practicing. He's a tough guy. So, the season's not over. He's still got a lot of football left in him, and we're focused on that, but I'm proud of him and what he's been able to do, and he's certainly shown a lot of toughness.
In the last minute or so that we have with you, Coach, set up the keys to coming out of Saturday with a victory over Mississippi State.
Well, I want our guys to start fast, number one. We need to take care of the football, so we need to win the turnover battle. And, we need to show on the offensive side consistency in our execution. We need to keep drives alive. We got to extend the third down, we convert third downs, extend drives, hit some big plays. That's one of the areas, too. We need to hit some big plays. We need to make some explosive plays happen on offense and score touchdowns. Defensively, we're going to see a different style, so we got to tackle. We're going to cover, we're going to do all those things like that, but we really have to tackle. And then special teams, it's an opportunity for us to go out there and try to win this game on special teams as well, because we can make some things happen. But that has to become a reality on Saturday. So everybody's all three phases have what they need to work on. Ultimate for our team, come out and play physical, play fast, start fast, and finish the game the way we want to.
Thank you for the visit tonight. We'll see you out there Saturday. War Eagle.
All right, War Eagle.
And that is head football coach Brian Harsin. And that brings us to the end of tonight's episode of Tiger Talk. Go back and listen on demand, auburntigers.com/watch. We'll get the show for you there. Also, on the Talking Tigers podcast, subscribe there. And the show will show up tomorrow. You'll get the notification and you can listen back. General manager of the Auburn Sports Network has been Harling. Producer in our Skyview Auburn Sports Network studios has been Anthony Lowe.
Tony!
For Brian Harsin, Derek Mason, Derek Hall, and the voice of the Tigers, Andy Burcham, I'm Brad Law. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk.
You've been listening to Tiger Talk, presented by Alpha Insurance. Protect your car, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Tonight's show has also been brought to you by Ford. For great offers on F-150, visit your local Ford dealer. Official truck of the Auburn Tigers. Verizon, the exclusive 5G partner of Auburn Athletics. Alabama Power, proud to support the Auburn Tigers. And by Golden Flake, the favorite potato chip of the Auburn Tigers. Listen to the show anytime on demand at auburntigers.com/watch. Tiger Talk is an exclusive presentation of the Auburn Sports Network, a division of Play Fly Sports.